Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You talk about bad hockey. Watch this guy. Watch this guy. I mean, the only reason they're in the game, is McKinnon. He is fantastic. How could a team play this bad when the Bruins are ready to roll over? A couple of goals, they'll roll over to win it at home.
Right. Well, that's the theory, right? Why win tonight when you got an 11-day break?
Bruins are letting them win it. Chara can't be that bad because he played the whole game. We'll lose this game. He says we'll win it in Boston. And they're playing such lousy hockey. Better smarten up. All right.
All right, Chet, great.
I don't know who he's talking about.
What is he talking about?
Did they were actually contemplating the possibility of maybe the Bruins should lose this game so they won't have such a long layoff?
Yeah, I was.
You were?
This series is so they could basically win whatever game they want.
You know better.
How long of a layoff?
You never take chances. You never take chances.
Plus, no, they were just toying with him, Glenn.
But you don't take chances.
Well, you end up like Wagner, being out.
Yeah, you could have continued this little scrimmage, for a couple more games. Because now what? Now they won't come up and help you. They should come up and just play a little scrimmage right over here across the street. And they could do that.
You lose the game. You go to game five. And in the first period, Tukaras gets hurt. And you put Halak in it.
Halak beats him.
You talk about a layoff? He's had 42 days.
Halak beats him.
They still would have won.
So what was it?
Yeah, they still would have won.
Are the Hurricanes that bad? Or are the Bruins that good?
I would say everything.
Both.
For a team that got to this level. Right. Obviously, they had to catch fire. They needed a little luck, but all that luck disappeared in this series. Because even when they had opportunities, they couldn't deliver. Even when Rask gave them an opportunity because he was out of position, they couldn't finish it. That was game three. That was game three. First game at home. You're playing a lot better. You got a lot of energy. Yeah, he's playing great, but damn, like you're getting chances. But you can't finish.
Well, he's in their head right now, and you can see it with Justin Williams and overplaying the puck and doing some crazy stuff out there, right? I mean, he's in their head right now. But they had to be pretty good, guys, to get to this point.
I honestly want you to go back and tell me what the hell happened.
Well, they look like a suck fest out there in the last four games.
It just ran out of gas.
Yeah. They had one period, right? They had one period.
Which game was that?
It was the last game. It was the first period. The 20 shots on net.
Yeah.
That was all Tuukka. That game should have been 4-5 nothing.
Yep.
Other than that period, you look at the rest of the series and you try to tell me that the Hurricanes have
Tuukka asked the team if he could just get some work in.
And if you look at the Hurricanes post game comments, they all but just admitted that they don't have a shot.
You got to eat a poop sandwich. It doesn't taste good.
You know what? He's playing great. We're not as talented as them. We have these opportunities, but we keep screwing it up. And because we're not talented, we can't finish these plays. We're mentally weak. We're mentally tapped out.
Do you know what happened?
They did everything but just say, we're just going to, like, you know, just give up.
So I stayed with it. I saw all the post-game stuff and everything else. Isn't it amazing, though, when a team loses like that, they were swept. They looked like crap, okay? They looked like a poop sandwich in this series. And what is everybody saying at the end of the game? Oh, the people here in Raleigh should really be proud of their team.
It's a moral victory.
It's wonderful.
Where's that pig? They're going to skew the pig. We're going to barbecue ribs.
It's
not lucky anymore. The pig's not lucky anymore. So they got to get some brisket out of that thing or whatever.
That's what you're going to get out of it in a couple of weeks. You'll find it.
Yeah.
It's one of those barbecue places.
Yeah.
But they have to sit there and tell us how great the other team is. And by the way, they have a great owner. Great owner, apparently. That's what they were all telling us.
They have great fans.
And they're going to come back. It's a young team.
Last minute of the game, on their feet, waving their towels.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
There was a lot of action, right? Towels are flaring every minute to go. Everyone's cheering for the Canes.
Till the Yankees suck chant started.
It was half empty. I'll say that much. I mean, they show the clip up. They're like, look at the fans. And you can see it's just red seats everywhere. But, you know, they had their towels up. The people that stayed support them. So that was cute.
Yeah, well, they let all the Bruins fans come down.
It's not like a hockey town, right? Can we say that?
True.
Like, Raleigh's not a hockey town.
Hockey bed.
Okay? It's not like all the great talents coming out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes. I am filled with hockey knowledge.
They share an arena with a college team, which has got to suck. Right. So, and I would say, even though they were a bunch of fair weather fans, I mean, you got to feel, I mean, give them a little bit of just love, just for the fact that playing in that market with little fan support, they were able to do what they did.
See, I tell you what, but hockey players are so different. They're a different breed than other professional athletes. I don't even think they mind probably sharing an arena, you know, with college guys. They're just so different.
No,
you watch these post game interviews last night, and these hockey guys are unbelievable.
When you share pro team shares an arena, any arena, with a college team, to me, that is a bad look. You want to share it with another pro team? Okay, we can do that all day long.
Well, a lot of teams do.
But when pro football teams will play in a college stadium, that sucks.
But
remember, the Bears did it. They played at the University of Illinois. When I was with Seattle, we played at the University of Washington Stadium. It sucks.
There's less ego. Less ego with hockey players than any other sport.
Oh, so they're just so blue collar. They're just all just, you know, good old boys,
well,
right?
You don't have to stereotype them, but I'm telling you, I think they have a much less of an ego. None of this stuff.
So their give a crap factor for things that are shiny and bright and that mean a lot to other sports?
No.
They don't care?
I think they're different.
Hey, Chris, I think the money has a big factor.
Sure does.
Wait, how much money they don't make? The fact that they don't make a lot of money?
Marchand is a superstar, but he's making six. If he was making 20, you know, it changes you. And all of a sudden, you know, the world owes you something because I have so much money.
It's called an NBA player.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying. It's different. You know, good players making $3.5, $4, $5 million. That's good money. We all know it's great money, but for, you know, an athlete or in a sport, I just think that makes a big difference. I know there's a few guys in NHL now cracking 13, 14. I think the highest pay might be 15 now.
Tavares is your highest pay. He's making just under $16 million, which, by the way, in the NBA, they get you Dennis Schroeder.
If he's the highest paid player, 16, it's like, okay, well, Steph Curry's making what, 45?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, it's nice guy, but that changes you.
Well, we talk about Charo. We were talking about him earlier. Why is he coming back at 42? Even more so. He's coming back at 42 with $2 million guaranteed next year. You know, and again, no ego, loves the sport, still can play at a decent enough level. Okay, well, it depends. Wiggy's scale, our scale, whatever. But he can play at a decent scale right now, and he's doing it for just $2 million.
Just imagine if,
That's hockey mentality.
Well, because, you know, obviously they're not making as much money, obviously, because the TV rights are just not even close to what they are in the NBA. And,
correct.
And I would even say college football, NBA, and obviously pro football. That's where all the money's at.
And it still is a fairly regional sport.
And where are you
Raleigh,
finding this?
Raleigh, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, and a couple of Canadian cities.
Original six.
Original six. Right. Here's Mark in Cranston. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
First off, the rest thing is overrated. This team actually has players that are injured. They need the rest. If you look at teams that swept, Columbus swept Tampa Bay, had a long layoff, and ended up having a 2-1 lead in the series against us.
How'd that work out for them?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. That had nothing to do with rest.
Okay?
This team knows that this is their best opportunity to win a cup because of the circumstances where a lot of the so-called best teams during the regular season were knocked out in the first.
Sure.
So I have no issue with the rest. I think it's going to be good for them. Rask is not all of a sudden going to turn it. The guy is focused. He wants to win a cup. He knows he needs to win a cup, and it's not going to hurt them.
I agree with some of it, but it does sound like you're trying to convince yourself.
Yes.
You know, that these two. Don't you think that Carolina looked at it and said, you know what, this is our best opportunity? Don't you think Columbus looked at it
Carolina
and said, this is our best?
Columbus is a good team.
Columbus went for it at the deadline. They have six unrestricted free agents. They took out Tampa Bay. So they realize this is their best opportunity. Every team playing in that second round of the postseason could have said the same thing because four of the best teams got knocked out.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But I'll tell you, the rest isn't going to hurt you.
Okay, all right. And you nailed it.
He's convinced himself.
He's convinced himself.
He knows the team better than anyone.
But as a fan, it's easy
to
sit there.
Which is fine. I get it.
Right. And he wants his team to win.
The difference is that I agree. That's why I say I agree with most of it because this, you know, they have championship players on this team. You know, guys that know what, you know, veteran group, been there before. They're the best team left in the postseason going into that second round, really. Best team in hockey. You know, they were third best team in the second or third best team in the NHL all year. And a couple of those teams got bounced. So it's a great opportunity for them. But, you know, the whole, that doesn't guarantee anything. Like Tuukka, I'll go back to it. He's just talking about Tuukka. Tuukka's locked in. All right, well, how about in 2013 when the postseason, before the Stanley Cup, Tuukka was 12-4. His goals against was the same as it is now. He had a .943 save percentage and two shutouts. He's got a .942 save percentage right now. So going into the Stanley Cup in 2013, he had a .943 save percentage. So he was the same guy in 2013. I'm pretty sure he was focused, and they lost to Chicago in the Cup. They have a great opportunity. They'll be favored to win the Cup, but I mean, I understand. You want to convince yourself that, it's different. All right, well, I think they're going to win it. But unfortunately, we got to wait maybe 12 days for it.
But what he was just saying is they want it. They want to win the Cup. They know
they want it. He wants
it. So what is Eric Carlson saying?
What's Joe Thornton?
What is Brent Burns? What is Joe Thornton saying, who's 92 years old, with the beard that gets in the way of the blade of the skates? I mean, what are we talking about? They all want to win it.
Yeah, but my team wants to win it more.
That's it. That's it. I think the layoff is a factor in this thing. And you're telling me that you're not going to be interested in that first game to see exactly what Tuukka Rask looks like between the pipes in that first game if San Jose has maybe just a couple of days off, which is fairly normal, and your goaltender has 12 days off?
Yeah, but we've been talking about that first period. It's the most important. Imagine how winded you're going to be. Because, again, there's no way to replicate that playoff intensity, that game-time speed, other than a game. So you're going to practice. You're going to try and get out there. You're going to try and make it as close to a real game as possible. But just like any other scrimmage, it's not even close. So guys are going to be tired as hell. I don't care how many reps on the fan bike they do. It's not going to happen.
I think it's a major factor, and I think Tuukka Rask is still the talking point. And has he been brilliant to this point? Nobody can debate that.
Well, I would say
anybody
else.
But as Lou ran down his numbers, he was brilliant to this point in 2013. And after 2013, even though he was not bad in the Stanley Cup Finals, he was not bad. He just wasn't good enough. Is there anybody that was sitting there saying, "Oh, Tuukka's great. Tuukka's terrific."
Well, even that series against Columbus, there was the criticism wasn't there. Really, wasn't even that much attention on Tuukka. It was more on that first line. It was Pastrnak, Bergeron, it was Marchand.
It came to life last night.
Those two games where they weren't doing anything, or three games. Next thing you know, they just went crazy.
But this is the NHL. That day we sit there and I wanted to pull my hair out talking to Wiggy. That first series, you need to break up that line, and they did exactly that. Okay, and it worked. And I even said in the next series, I don't know if you have to or not. You put Pasta back in there. You know, I don't know the forwards. I haven't broken down film on Columbus going into that one or Carolina, but it was evident in Carolina especially that there wasn't really a shutdown defensive line. You know, like what Toronto was doing to Bergeron, Marchand, and Pastrnak. Now, depending on which team they play in the Stanley Cup, I would say the same thing. You know, you roll out your number one line. If they got a defensive line or a defensive pairing, D pair that is shutting those guys down and making them useless, then you got to move Pasta again. We'll see.
Did Wiggy apologize to you and Dale about that, or does he still believe that?
No, he believes he was right.
Where do we go with this intellectual conversation?
Because he scored a power play goal with Marchand and Bergeron on the ice.
You know the worst part about it is Mutt believes him, too.
Yeah, I know.
what did Wiggy say? Okay, I'll go with that. Okay, let's go. 6 a.m., let's go.
Wrong again, Mutt.
We get some interesting news on Anthony Davis.
What do you mean?
Yeah, some interesting stuff about Anthony Davis. Okay. We got it for you coming up next.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Will David Griffin even want to trade? Look, we know he doesn't even want to trade Anthony Davis. Can he convince him to stay there? I don't believe that. But Griff's a very personable, persuasive guy. We have been told, I think, through channels, most of us have heard this same scuttlebutt, that, you know, Gail Benson has basically told him, to the Lakers over my dead body. So what are his other choices?
Let's wait and see what happens if the Lakers win the lottery.
Right, there you go. That's our friend Jackie Mack. And there is a report out there, out in the New Orleans, that the owner of the Pelicans, Gail Benson, would trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers, according to her, only over her dead body.
Ooh.
Apparently, there's some bad blood there. I wonder what that is. Do you think it's the Jeannie Buss thing out in L.A.?
Well, it's funny because in
the
this
woman-on-woman dynamics.
And this, the woman-woman dynamics. Yeah. What does that look like?
Well, you never. I mean, you never know. Maybe I'm just saying, you know, women can be catty.
Well, something, you know, there. So there's and well, listen, so men can be jerks. So I don't see what the big difference would be. But
hey, ma'am, how's that grill?
In the Steve Bulpet article in the Boston Herald, he does kind of reference that because he talks about. He went down there. He's talking to Austin Ainge, and they talked about, you know, Danny Ainge, and he's feeling good and all this other stuff. And they start getting into the dynamics of the Davis trade and what it means for Kyrie and everything else that goes into it. But they do mention New Orleans. It says, New Orleans sources said the team, and I quote, won't be doing business with that club. With the bitterness from the Lakers' attempt to engineer Davis' deal during the season still seething within the Pelicans' organization. So think about what the Lakers did, and blame it on Magic. Blame it all on Magic. Think that he could just, you know, hold his breath or blink three times and the deal would get done because
well, it's also Rich Paul. So what Rich Paul, the agent for both Davis and for LeBron, came into it at the trading deadline and basically pushed them around. Basically had Davis coming out there in the middle of the season and making a statement to the fans, I don't want to be here, right? And then the father saying, you know, he wants to go to L.A., just let him go to L.A. And it disrupted their entire season. And there's probably a bad feeling. So if Gail Benson, who's the owner, has an awful lot of say, and she has had an awful lot of say with both this franchise and, as you know, the Saints, which she also owns now.
The lovely lady.
Okay. This could be a factor.
Yeah, and it's also...
This could be a stumbling block for the Lakers.
It's also dumb, though, right? You agree?
Yeah.
An owner comes out and says that, you know, absolutely not going to deal with the Lakers. One of the teams that might be... Well, David Griffin might sit there and say, yeah, but we like those players. I like their package better. You know, and by the way, by you coming out and saying that... I might lose in this deal with the Celtics.
Yeah, I'm taking her out to dinner, and I'm saying if I'm David Griffin,
right?
Here's the
Danny
situation.
Ainge hears right. that.
Let me get the best of you.
And he feels pretty confident that this woman feels that way. Right. And he sits there and says, "You ain't getting Jaylen Brown."
Right.
So here's the
one. So I would direct her. I'd say, Mrs. Benson, you've been wonderful to me. And that little angel thing I took down there in the draft out in Chicago, that really worked. That was a great gimmick by you. But here's the deal. Could you come out and say, we're not going to trade Anthony Davis to Boston over my dead body? Can you do that out of Boston? Because you're right, Lou. David Griffin, who's been in this league for a while, he's done this. He's gone through the wars. He's got to get to her and say, just let me do the best deal.
Yeah.
What do you care? We've got Zion right now. We're building. And by the way, for all of those people that are still writing that they think Anthony Davis is staying in New Orleans, right after the draft, Davis was telling people connected with him, and Shams and others have already had it, there is, quote, no way he is staying in New Orleans. No way.
So he's leaving. So here's the one paragraph in this article that kind of makes me kind of second guess my decision on this whole Anthony Davis trade to Boston. Says it's fair to assume the club knows that if it can get Davis, that it must surround him with the right players, being the Celtics. Okay, that's okay, fine. Sources around the Pelicans and league have said all year that he needs to be tougher. The constant trips back to the trainer's room during games were a concern, and it was pointed out that he played some of his best basketball when he had Rajon Rondo in his face to call him out as needed.
Ooh. The motivator.
So, great. Huh. So, are you really?
Huh.
So, you're going to go from, let's just assume Kyrie Irving is here, right? So, you're going to have one guy that needs to be surrounded by the right personnel and the right personalities, other teammates.
Yep.
And then you're going to add another one.
Correct.
Who you thought would be the person who would keep Kyrie Irving in line, yet now you know that
correct.
He needs the right personnel, too.
And I'm good with it.
So, he needs Kyrie calling him out.
Correct.
He's not going to understand Kyrie.
See, that's the...
He'll understand Rajon Rondo.
Or maybe Marcus Smart will be that guy. That goes with the territory in the NBA.
That makes me nervous, though. Weren't we just talking about the territory? That's the NBA. Hold on. No, it is not. Not for the best player. Talking about hopefully Anthony Davis would do that to Kyrie.
Yes. Now you have to do it to him. That's the worst case scenario if it's true. If he constantly is worried about his health and he can't fight through pain and he won't play hurt and he's constantly going to the training room during the game.
He did. He did this past
and it
year anyway.
An issue.
So maybe this past year
this
was
past
part of
year,
it.
I wouldn't so, judge right. too much on this.
So
past
maybe
year.
If you look at him and you say to yourself, because they're claiming that when Rondo was there, he was a lot better. Okay, so you throw in Drew Holiday under the bus. What are we talking about here? Because he's the next guy on that list, the food chain. What does it mean? This past year, he was miserable. He wanted to get out. Rich Paul was probably in his ear saying to him, you know, go to the trainer's room. Don't bust your ass out there. Don't get hurt. You're going to get a whole new start here in Boston.
Okay, fine. I get it, and I'm sure it'll be great. But either a guy's tough or he's not.
Well, here's what I love.
Is he tough or he's not?
Here's what I love. The Green Teamers are finally figuring it out. I saw a Celtics blog today. They did a great job of breaking down exactly what options the Celtics have. And go through it and start seeing some of this. And you tell me you feel good about the Celtics going forward. If you lose Kyrie Irving.
Are you saying reality is starting to settle in?
Yep. And you can't add Anthony Davis. Chris Forsberg does the exact same thing today. They're all figuring it out. That you're limited now to having mid-level exceptions at $9 million, which is going to get you crap in the open market.
Not Keith Smith from USA Today.
Good luck.
He's talking about all is not lost for the Celtics if Kyrie leaves. So he breaks it down, and he comes up with this team. Now, I know other than Peter and Jamaica playing.
Was it a simulator? Was it like the ESPN simulator?
No, so his starting lineup, if Kyrie walks, would be Rozier, Brown, Hayward, Tatum, and Horford. His bench would be Smart, free agent X.
$9 million.
Ojale, Tyson, Baines.
Wait, hold on. Rozier, Brown, Horford, Tatum.
And Hayward.
And Hayward.
Championship.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Horford a year older, by the way.
Here's the thing.
So it's Marcus Smart is off the bench.
Yes, Marcus Smart's off the bench.
I thought Blue didn't go bad.
Maybe he's at a Marcus Morris type, but I don't know. He probably gets more than that, too. But this, okay, they're not awful. All right? Like, that's not awful. Obviously, there's some talent there. But we are back to
44.
The cute 44 little
wins.
Team.
Wow. That
will be like playing Indiana in the first round as a 5 seed.
Yep.
And
it was fun.
It'll probably be same results as we saw this year. Then if you get by that first round, I don't think it'll be a sweep in the first round, especially if they get Oladipo back.
Right.
You're going to go up against, you know, if Kawhi stays in Toronto or Giannis, they're still building out in Milwaukee.
You got no shot of beating
them. You got no shot. It's a good team.
That's where you got no shot.
They're in a world of trouble.
And I know when I say the cute little team, people get pissed off at me because they want to see. I really believe that there are a lot of fans out there that want to see the cute little team, and I don't get it. So we're going through a stretch right now where I'm seeing these numbers of 18 championship teams now, right, that have gone to finals of our teams in this town. And you're sitting and telling me you're the one team, right? By the way, that's no longer playing, that no longer has a chance to win a championship this year. We could have 3 championship banners, 3 duck boat parades, and you're fine with a cute little team that finishes as a 6 seed or a 7 seed, but we're cute, okay? And then you have no shot of beating a Milwaukee or a Toronto, and if Indiana gets better, you can't beat them, and you're content with that team to watch the growth of these kids?
Here's the thing.
They're delusional. Everything is based on what happened, not this year, but last year's playoffs. Hey, another year of experience, another year together. Look what happened when we played together. Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James isn't here anymore. They honestly believe they're delusional. They don't get it.
This roster is close, right? I mean, it's close. So now, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Bruins. What do you think ownership? What do you think Wick is thinking right now? Or Danny Ainge is thinking? So we can go one of two ways. We are this close to being one of them. Or we can go back to the kids.
Trap.
I mean, I think that business-wise, I think there's motivation to keep Kyrie and get Anthony Davis and say, see, look. Because, I mean, you know, not every team wins the final game of the year. I know that's hard to believe around here as a fan, but, you know, last year...
It's gluttonous now.
I'm just saying, last year didn't start off so well. It was amazing. Like, the Patriots actually lost their last game, you know, like last season, 2018.
Seems like...
You know, against Philly.
10 years ago.
And then the Bruins got bounced by Tampa after winning the first game of that series in the second round, and it was like, oh, Celtics make the Eastern Conference, and they lost Game 7. Oh. And since then, I mean, they don't lose the last game. The Celtics are the only team that have lost, I think, the last two teams, right? Since they lost in that Eastern Conference Finals, Red Sox won their last game, Patriots won their last game, and the Bruins, we'll see. They're still playing. So I think there's extra motivation for Danny and Wick to sit there and say, we can't go with this lineup. We can't go with Rozier, Brown, Hayward, and Tatum. We can't do this.
Go Celtics!
We need Irving. We need Anthony
watch Williams
Davis.
Develop?
We got to get to the finals ourselves.
You're Baselli.
We
got to
join the party.
Watch him develop?
Shemmy's going to get so much time next year, Lou. You should be excited.
Oh, the defense that Shemmy plays
the
out there.
The Time Lord. Just think about the Time Lord.
Trust me, Danny Ainge and Wick Grosbeck don't want to go in that direction. But if they end up failing at their plans in the offseason, then Keith Smith is right. And I'm saying failing, that's what you get. So this is what you get if you fail in your off-season plan. And they'll put on a good face and say, we're going with the kids. But trust me, that will be failure. That is not the direction that they want to go in right now. All right, we'll see if anybody can. There's some reality setting in right now with the Green Teamers, and I am impressed. I want to give them credit where credit is deserved. There's a little bit of logic that's being applied to all of this, and maybe the further we get away from them being pissed off because, you know, Kyrie put a little hissy fit on in that last game, maybe they'll start to understand this is the way to go. We get to your phone calls coming up next, 617-779-7937.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think today the answer would, and I'm not kidding, I'm not trying to be cheeky. I think the answer today could be different than 4 days from now. And I think what the Celtics will do, because they, you know, despite the sentiment of the fan base at the moment, the Celtics are going to try to retain him. And what they're going to do is say, listen, the team you will come back to will look nothing like the team you were in this year. Because if Kyrie comes back, they go all in on Anthony Davis. And some of the pieces that were here this year will be gone.
I give Jackie Mack all the credit in the world because she's, as I said, she's in tune. She talks to people. She knows it. But this is the biggest no-brainer. And anybody could have just said what she just said. That's the first thing you have to do. And it's going to piss people off. But Danny Ainge is going to sit there and he's going to appease Kyrie Irving. Because that's the smart thing to do if you're running the Boston Celtics as a business. You need to do that. You need to bring him in. Worst case scenario is he pisses you off next year because he probably pissed him off this past year during the course of the year. Different people in the front office and on the coaching staff. But worst case scenario, you've got him locked into a contract. And next off season, you can trade his ass away. Now you've got something that's tangible. You've got an asset. You've got an all-star player with a signed contract. Right now, you got a guy that is holding all the cards, to use David Price's line, right? He's holding the cards. He can leave you. Now, I thought there was more encouraging news last night. If anybody thinks that Kyrie's going to get up and go to New York and go with Kevin Durant, did you hear what his coach had to say after the game last night? They're wondering what's going on with KD. They showed the camera last night on KD. He was in the back, but this is Kerr.
You know, hopefully he continues to progress, and he has made progress, but, you know, it's a little more serious than we thought at the very beginning, and so we'll see where it all goes. But he's in there all day long getting treatment.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I think this is I think there's you could tell. Okay, so Golden State's up 2-0 already,
right?
And that last night's game was really close. Yeah, and they still won it. I can tell you, like, for Curry and Draymond and
Klay
Thompson, Iguodala,
there is this back to when they first won it without Kevin Durant. I'm sure there's this internal. And then they're probably not even talking about it, but I'm sure the guys that were there before KD and the guys that are still there since he arrived are probably somewhat kind of like personally challenged with the fact that we want to do this without him.
Yeah,
we want to prove that, and we know he may be leaving, so he's never really one of us in the first place. To me, I think that's the interesting backstory associated with it.
So if they win without him, and they could very well win this thing without him, if they do win this thing without him, he leaves. It looks bad for KD.
It does. He probably won't care, but it is going to be a weird little dynamic. The fact that he lost when he was okay, he lost when he was with OKC to Golden State, even though they had a lead, and then he had to leave there to win a championship. He gets hurt. They win and won without him, and he leaves again.
You know, we said that, you know, if it is like a torn Achilles or a torn calf, something serious, which I think it is. Right, I don't think he's going to play the rest of the year. That maybe he would opt in, you know, because he knows he's going to miss most of next year anyways. I don't think it matters when you have a team like the Knicks after you.
No, they'll pay him.
They'll pay him to sit all year long. Yeah. Just because they don't want to sit there and say, well, we'll take a chance. Maybe next year he changes his mind.
No question.
So they bring him over and he never plays. So year one, you know, Kyrie, come on over here to New York. KD might not be ready till March, but come on over. I mean, it does. It changes the kind of, because I don't expect him. He's not playing the rest of this postseason.
I doubt it.
No.
He looked like he was walking gingerly, and you know they were showing him walking in the runway going to the locker room. So it was hard. It's hard to tell. There weren't an awful lot of steps, but he didn't look like he was frisky, you know, and didn't look like he was ready to go out there on the court. But the fact that they came out and Steve Kerr is sitting there basically saying that it's a lot worse than we thought from the beginning. Okay.
Yeah, well.
So a lot of people thought it was a lot worse, and they kept on saying, no, it's not bad at all. All right, the Bruins and the Celtics on the table right now as we go to David. David's in Florida.
Can we put whatever we want on the table today?
I'd like to
put some other stuff on the table.
You had your moment yesterday.
We got some football coming up.
No more tipping.
I earned that.
That was good yesterday. I actually thought you came up with a good topic yesterday.
Well, I already got one for next week. How about that?
Good. Because you own that segment. It's yours. And if it sucks, it's still yours.
Christian calls it.
Yeah. Here's David in Florida. Hey, Dave.
Greetings.
Greetings, Earthling.
Earthlings, yes. Nanu. First with the Bruins, I mean, and I want to compare it to what you guys would do in with the Patriots. I mean, do you think he should just give them like 2 or 3 days off? I mean, the earliest the cup would start would be what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
I guess it could start Saturday.
So
next Saturday or Monday.
Yeah. All right, but whatever. I mean, you're gonna have
not
at least
this Tuesday. It's not starting this Tuesday.
No. I'm saying the earliest it could start if St. Louis wins today and then they win Sunday, then it would probably start Wednesday, right?
Yeah. What, Thursday, Saturday, Monday? I don't know.
Yeah,
I keep hearing Saturday.
Whatever. I mean, you're gonna have at least 5 or 6 days off. So, I mean, in football, Chris, you guys would. I mean, if you had a bye at the end of the season when you won the division, he would give you like. Belichick would give you 4 or 5 days off, right?
Well, I don't know about 4 or 5 days. I don't know about that.
I don't think Bill ever gave 4 or 5 days
I think
off.
I think the best case is like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe 3 days. And that's what I compare this game to. This Hurricanes game was basically the equivalent of the last regular season game against the Bills right before and with the notion that you have a first round bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So you sit Brady, you sit a couple wide receivers, a couple defensive linemen or something like that, and they get really 3 weeks off. because they really didn't do much during practice the week of the Bills game.
Yeah, I mean, like you would say, you just can't practice straight through for 10 days. The players will go nuts. So, I mean,
that's the problem. This is an unusual situation that these players are not accustomed to going through. I don't think there is an answer to this thing. You know, we know that a couple guys that are a little bit beaten up, it's probably going to be a good thing. They're going to be a lot livelier. But how about all of the other guys right now? Timing is great. They're playing at a peak right now. We talk about that entire team last night was as good as we've seen them all year long. Suddenly you're away for 11 or 12 days going up against the team that maybe just polished somebody off, right? Just finished.
Well, you should go back and find out, teams that had longer than a 10-day layoff.
I don't think there are many.
Find any.
We found one with nine.
Nine was the... Can't find them.
NBA, you might be able to find
them. You get that stuff in Japan.
Right. Oh, yeah, Japan, they do that, right?
They do that, because at the end of the year, the rainouts, you play them at the end of the season. I'm not even lying. So if you're a dome team, you don't have any, and you're in the playoffs, you might wait a long, long time before the regular season ends.
They won't do like a doubleheader or save it for the end of the series?
Never figured that one out over there.
Even if teams are not even in the playoffs, or even if the games they're playing don't affect any of the other teams that are in the playoffs, they still play the games.
Well, you got to finish the regular season to see who made the playoffs. So, yes.
I would just think that some teams had such a lead that it didn't even matter if you had three games to play. You know, what does it matter? You're up 10.
Yeah, stupid, though.
See, I'm not
10
sure.
10 days. That's a concern. No, yeah. I don't know about 4 or 5, but he's going to have a couple. Like, obviously, right now, none of them can see straight. They're probably throwing up and sleeping in their puke. And then tomorrow, I don't know, everybody just show up. And then you start. But you got to give him a couple of days.
Here's what's going to happen. He's going to give him 5 days off. They're all going to end up in Cabo somewhere.
No, you don't want that.
Yeah, go on like a Vikings cruise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Together.
Just go away for like 3 or 4 days.
But everyone's got to stay. So everyone's got to stay together.
Does Gronk have a cruise coming up?
Yeah, that's the last boat you want those guys on.
Wasn't Wiggy on that Minnesota Vikings? He was on the Minnesota Vikings cruise.
Reamer, I know Doug Lane is like a DJ for some of these boats.
He drives a boat, right?
Yeah. So he has throws a lot of parties. They go down to Provincetown.
Yes.
And then I know Reamer has a bunch of trips that he goes on. Maybe they can all go with
recording
them.
Recording now. Recording live.
What are you doing?
I don't know, it's Reamer.
Is that Reamer?
Yes.
So you know what we're supposed to do today? I think we're all, you and I, Glenn,
uh-oh,
not Lou, because Lou is a baseball player.
What am I doing?
The key now is for all of us to go out and see what we look like when we throw a baseball.
Why?
That's what everybody's doing now. It's like the thing to do. It's like really cool.
Why does anybody care about that?
Wiggy looked normal. Reamer, I don't know what the hell that was.
So let me ask you this. We're all doing radio talk shows.
Yes.
And why does anybody want to know that? Why don't we?
Well, we're going to have a big basketball game. Big basketball game this Sunday.
What is going on?
We're not playing in the game on Sunday.
No. Who is?
What? It's Larry Bird and it's Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I see these like cake cards. We actually printed up cake cards for this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, only four of them.
We can't spend a lot of money. There's only four. What are you talking about? We don't have the money to get our phones to work properly, and they're putting
there's only four of these cards up here.
Did you guys hear about this last night? Did you guys hear Bradford when he came in last night?
I did.
Just playing it like dumb, like, oh, what is going on? I didn't realize it's such a big deal. I'm playing Wiggy, but I thought it was just, geez, wow, we're making a big deal. This thing is huge. Like playing just dumb about it.
I've got the invoice right here. Guess who, for the posters. Look who signed the invoice. Rob Bradford.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, look, the cake cards are up in studio. It's like, I didn't sneak in at 5 o'clock and put them up so everybody could talk about me.
Put it on the website's account.
Rob Bradford has entered the studio.
Look at the K card, huh? On the wall.
I love it. And we got a Bradford wins and a Wiggy wins over there. Did you see those?
This is a big deal, huh?
No, I didn't realize this.
It's not. It's a big deal. So we walk in the studio. It's because we're pointing to things that no one can see.
Exactly. Look at that over there. Now, everybody, look. Right there. Look.
I haven't been here.
Who's that talking?
Velani.
That's Chris Velani.
Oh. Sounds just like Reamer, doesn't he?
No, I thought it was Reamer.
Sometimes he does a show right after you guys. When the two guys are on together.
No, he ain't Reamer. Sounded like
it. When the two are on, it's hard to tell the difference between the two. It is. But Bradford, what a liar.
In a dog's ear. Oh, I don't know when they put up the signage in the studio.
They weren't here Monday, I can tell you.
But I can't. I can't watch this game, right?
This is going to be. I didn't realize it's such a big deal.
They are going to be Facebook. I am a little curious about it. I'm not going to lie.
What?
About this game.
Who pulls a hammy first?
Does anybody know the game is going on?
Do we have EMTs on site?
They've been pumping
for almost a week. That's why we don't have EMTs on site.
We have K cards in our studio. There are three people in here looking at the K cards.
That have no idea about this basketball game.
Five different cameramen. five different cameras so they can get.
What do you mean five different cameramen?
They're like when we were in Fenway Park with interviewing Cora. I was talking to the guy that records the Cora interview. He said they're gonna have up to four different cameras recording. So you'll have all these different angles and views. So it's not just gonna be one camera overhead or one camera behind the basket. You're gonna be able to see. I think someone's gonna wear a GoPro.
Why don't we spend the money on getting the phone lines right?
So the priority, stop it.
So nobody calls in like they're sucking down helium? We don't want to do that?
Look at the K-Cop.
When is this game? When is this game? Do we know the time of this game?
I don't even know what's going on.
No, I don't know. I'm not listening.
We don't even know the time?
I'll tell you what I do know. Christian, there's a guest list if you want to get into this game.
Oh, no, I can't go.
Like, we'd actually have to put
guest
your
list.
Yeah, they asked us to go. I couldn't go.
They were going around and saying, hey, we need to put your name on the list. Ryan, are you going? And I made
up a lie. Is this one of those like double secret gyms where you have to knock with a fancy some?
It might be
secret knock.
Yeah, but isn't this the worst matchup possible? I mean, Brad Foe in anything athletic is kind of humorous, right? I mean, that's why he runs, because he's unathletic. Yeah, people who are unathletic run marathons. They can't change direction.
I think Reamer's on cross-country now that you mention it.
Okay, again, people who don't have athletic ability, they either swim, they run cross-country.
I don't do cross-country.
They don't run track because that's fast twitch-type muscles, hurdles, and long jump and stuff like that.
Hate that crap.
So Bradford playing basketball and Wiggy, who is an athlete, by the way, is the worst matchup. Like, Wiggy needs to pick on somebody else. He needs to challenge somebody else.
Did I miss when this became a topic in the first place?
Like, was there like a Sunday morning?
I think we all missed.
Was there like a weekend challenge that I missed?
Well, they do a show Sunday morning together, right?
Oh, the genesis of this was actually the race between Reamer and Bradford, and somehow it devolved into
Reamer and Wiggy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Reamer and Wiggy, and now Wiggy and Bradford, because Rob, I guess, feels left out.
I got a better competition for those two. A hot dog eating contest.
Yes.
Some sort of food eating contest.
I agree.
Who can eat a monster? Who can eat a five-layer burger quickest with the french fries? And, like, man versus food. That's what those guys
What you're trying
to do
is you're getting
It'll be cheaper. We can get a restaurant to sponsor it. They can buy more cake cards. More people will show up to it. We can have it at night. I'll show up.
I just ate like 3 pounds of lamb.
I know. That's I know. Wiggy's an ex-athlete. You two guys are an ex-athlete. But do you think at your age that the audience out there really cares on watching you go out there with your athletic prowess? Do they care anymore?
No. Well, the key is it's too. It's basically,
you're all done. You're washed up.
You're old
you.
Guys, and right. it's two old guys playing pickup basketball.
Oh,
one-on-one, mind you.
Do you remember they used to do at Fenway Park? The Red Sox would have an old-timers game every year.
We had it this year.
Did you?
Last year we had it.
Oh, that's right.
We played it.
That's right.
What do you mean? They want to bring it back. I don't know if it's going on this year or not.
You can't do that.
Do you remember
loose
stipulations going into that game?
What was it?
You didn't want to turn double plays. You just wanted to hit. Because you don't want to have to bend over and get the ball.
You don't want to pull a hamstring.
Exactly. No, I don't want to do anything.
Here's the thing. Like, I'd
rather play in that game, though.
What's the attraction?
I just want to go to the bar and hang out with my buddies.
So what's the attraction of watching old, washed-up athletes go out there?
Memories,
Glenn. Do you want them to get hurt?
Listen,
I want someone to get hurt on
Sunday. It's good to see guys like Oil Can in the mound.
Nah.
Mikey Lowell in the house.
No.
Get Ortiz to play this year.
No, I hate to tell you.
You want them to fumble and stumble and trip over their own shoelaces and fall headfirst into the dirt.
You don't want to see
you go to watch these things so you can laugh at them. And
you don't
want to
see Pedro on the mound?
No.
Like he was last year?
No, I saw Pedro on the mound.
You don't want to bring back the memories?
No, because that's not Pedro anymore. That's not the same guy, and I hate to say it. Is Wiggy that insecure? Wiggy, you caught 11 balls in a big playoff game. You were terrific. You were one of the key players in that game. Quit, brother. You're done.
These morons can't talk about nothing.
No, your athletic career is done. You talk now. Like the stupid a-holes that you used to ridicule all the time. You sit next to a microphone and talk.
I'm riding this train till the whales fall off.
Okay, how about a pie eating contest?
Exactly.
Put your hands behind your back like the movie Stand By Me, right? Boom, baba, boom, baba. Everybody comes
fun.
Up.
No, that's
funny. You get the cherry pie all over your face.
That's
oh, my God.
That's funny.
I can't breathe. It's so good, though.
Exactly.
That's what I want to see.
That's funny. Not these athletes.
Bradford was never an athlete.
Bradford was never an athlete, right? What did we
that's why
high school?
That's why he runs marathons, okay? Because he has
that's
no
okay.
athletic ability.
He runs marathons. That's a good thing.
Oh, no, but he
does a great job with
him. He should run. How about a go-kart race?
I think Bradford beats him.
Wiggy's not a chance.
Wiggy's an ex-athlete.
Not here's yeah, you know here's
Wiggy's
Wiggy.
Going to use that body just to post him up. Is yeah. he in a one-on-one?
Here's what Wiggy's yeah. going to do.
How is he going to get the ball?
Here's what Wiggy's going to do because he knows that he has to keep it close and keep it entertaining. So he's going to allow Bradford to make some shots. He's going to miss some on purpose, and then at the end,
on purpose.
He's going to make it. He's going to dramatize it. He's going to make it real exciting at the last minute. And even if he misses the last-minute shot, he knows that all he has to do is play defense on Bradford, steal a ball. He'll get multiple opportunities to end it.
The great game of baseball has given me all kinds of...
That's what you should be working on, Bradford. Bradford, you speak into a microphone now. Screw this athletic stuff. That's what you should be working on, opening up a enunciating.
I'm just saying, I hope you two are going. I mean, if I wasn't calling the game on Sunday...
You'd be there?
You know, the Astros game? I would have been there.
Is this going opposite the Red Sox and the Astros game?
Yeah.
That's all right.
I know the Red Sox ratings have been a little rough so far. I think they're going to be a lot better this Sunday.
Everybody's got
but that's
phones.
Why, though. People they're, can just, you guys can just go there and it's no big deal.
Everybody's got phones. There is no Bruins game. Nothing to watch. Nothing to pay attention to. Even when people go to the Red Sox game, they're all on their phones anyways. So log on, your Facebook, whatever it is, they're doing it. How could you even find this game? Yeah. Does anybody know?
Facebook Live. Sunday. Sunday
at 2:00. Those five cameras.
Facebook Live. Yeah, they're going to Facebook Live it.
Okay. Good.
All right. Okay, so good.
Starts at 2?
2 o'clock.
And then Bradford blows out his hammy at about 2:07, and we're done.
So somebody's getting hurt.
Pass out pie to everybody.
You know, not it for mouth to mouth when somebody, like, passes out. Like, not putting my lips on either one of those guys.
Use your foot. Just kick it down.
Kick him in the chest. Maybe he'll shock him out.
617-779-7937. We're going to talk some football coming up because the Patriots are adding some interesting players. Plus, I can't believe we missed this over the last couple of days. This might be the dumbest, stupidest take that I have heard in a long, long time. And there are a few people that really believe it happened. We'll get to it coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.